Chapter 16.
Jim, come over here and take a look at these little beggars.
Tristan laughed excitedly as he leant over the door of the pigsty. I walked across the yard. What is it? Well, I've just given them their swill, and it's a bit hot.
Look at them.
The little pigs were seizing the food, dropping it, and walking suspiciously round it. Then they would creep up, touch the hot potatoes with their muzzles, and leap back in alarm. There was none of the usual mealtime slobbering, just a puzzled grunting. Right from the start, Tristan had found the pigs more interesting than the hens, which was a good thing, because he had to retrieve himself after the poultry disaster. He spent a lot of time in the yard, sometimes feeding or mucking out, but more often resting his elbows on the door, watching his charges. As with the hens, he was more interested in their characters than their ability to produce pork or bacon. After he poured the swill into the long trough, he always watched, entranced, while the pigs made their first rush. Soon, in the desperate gobbling, there would be signs of uneasiness. The tiny animals would begin to glance sideways till their urge to find out what their mates were enjoying so much became unbearable. They would start to change position frantically, climbing over each other's backs and falling into the swill. Old Boardman was a willing collaborator, but mainly in an advisory capacity. Like all countrymen, he considered he knew all about the husbandry and diseases of animals, and it turned out pigs were his speciality. There were long conferences in the dark room under the Bairnsfather cartoons, and the old man grew animated over his descriptions of the vast, beautiful animals he had reared in that very sty. Tristan listened with respect, because he had solid proof of Boardman's expertise in the way he handled the old brick boiler. Tristan could like the thing, but he went out if he turned his back on it. But it was docile in Boardman's hands. I often saw Tristan listening wonderingly to the steady blub-blub while the old man rambled on, and the delicious scent of cooking pig potatoes drifted over them both. But no animal converts food more quickly into flesh than a pig, and as the weeks passed, the little pink creatures changed with alarming speed into 10 solid, no-nonsense porkers. Their characters deteriorated too. They lost all their charm. Mealtime stopped being fun and became a battle, with the odds growing heavier against Tristan all the time. I could see that it brought a lot of colour into old Boardman's life, and he always dropped whatever he was doing when he saw Tristan scooping the swill from the boiler. He obviously enjoyed watching the daily contest from his seat on the stone trough. Tristan bracing himself, listening to the pigs squealing at the rattle of the bucket, giving a few fearsome shouts to encourage himself, then shooting the bolt and plunging among the grunting, jostling animals. Broad, greedy snouts forcing into the bucket, sharp feet grinding his toes, heavy bodies thrusting against his legs. I couldn't help smiling when I remembered the light-hearted game it used to be. There was no laughter now. Tristan finally took to brandishing a heavy stick at the pigs before he dared to go in. Once inside, his only hope of staying on his feet was to clear a little space by beating on the backs. It was on a market day when the pigs had almost reached bacon weight that I came upon Tristan sprawled in his favourite chair. But there was something unusual about him. He wasn't asleep, no medicine bottle, no woodbines, no daily mirror. His arms hung limply over the sides of the chair, his eyes were half closed, and sweat glistened on his forehead. "Jim," he whispered, "I've had the most hellish afternoon I've ever had in my life." I was alarmed at his appearance. "What's happened?"
"The pigs," he croaked. "They escaped today."
"Escaped? How the devil could they do that?"
Tristan tugged at his hair.
"It was when I was feeding the mare. I gave her a hay, and I thought I might as well feed the pigs at the same time. You know what they've been like lately. Well, today, they went berserk. Soon as I opened the door, they charged out in a solid block, sent me up in the air, bucket and all, then ran over the top of me.